as his officers were tipped off about the cockfighting ring by police executing a drug raid on the Brentwood Long Island property. Ronaldo Bonilla faces numerous charges ranging from drug possession to animal cruelty. Julie Walker, New York.
Today is Sunday, February the 11th, and a birthday for a number of notable people, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. She's 54 years old today. Actress Tina Louise is 80. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
My name is Mark Kent. Wow, that sounded kind of weird.
They had my mic turned off. I couldn't even say anything to that, you know?
I wanted to say good evening. Good morning.
We want to tell those guys who were just in here, they did a heck of a job, Gary Hollihan and Nick Gardner. And, hey, for rookies, hey, they get a big star.
They're not paying any attention yet to us.
They don't get a, okay, so they don't get a gold star, but they get a star, okay?
Everybody gets a star.
Everybody gets a star. We might even be handing out trophies before the end of the day.
Participation trophies.
Oh, please.
Not going home empty-handed.
Of course, I'm.
Now Red's alive over there. He's like, oh, yeah.
We do thank Gary and Nick for participating as guest hosts on Jefferson State of Mind this morning.
Thank you, guys. That's because Terry and Sally are in the hinterlands.
And win.
Yeah, Win is in the hinterlands with Terry and Sally.
Okay. Well, just let that go just that way.
Kind of, I had a picture of, you know, a horse riding black horse through the, you know, highlands of Scotland or something. Never mind.
All righty. And
you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Today is February 11th, 2018. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host once again. And I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting and a lot of other stuff.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning once again, Mark and Linda, and good morning to Red Smith as well.
Should I try it?
Oh.
Should take a deep breath.
Breathe.
And Red Smith, who's now in the unfunded servant circle of non-existent recovery, the ministry, media, prosecutors, politicians, and self-serving banksters, have spun the truth into tattered remnant of the former greatness of Call of Glory.
Yeah, something like that.
That wasn't bad, was it?
No, not too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We are streaming worldwide on the Planet Daily, standing for truth, justice, and the American way.
Blah, yes. Blah.
Okay, we'll try to not be too tongue-tied today. We could say...
Thanks, Bob. That was good.
Shave a cedar shingle thin 4 or 5 times. You can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. You've been listening to the Jefferson State of Mind program. And you can go to soj51.net and become a 51ster and sign the petition. Okay, the White House petition. We've got that going, and we have to mention that because that's very important. And let me get that to click up here. Hold on. There it is. Okay, so you can go to the Facebook page for Sovereign Minds, and there's a petition to create the 51st state of Jefferson, and it's been a little bit shortened on the full petition, which I have a copy of, but it's very good. It kind of outlines all the violations that the state of California has done in violating federal law, violating our rights, violating the Constitution, and pretty much violating everything that stands for truth, justice, and the American way, if you ask me. I mean...
Yeah, I mean,
we could go on for days.
Yeah,
for a minute. Yeah, I mean, violating our personal bodies with vaccines.
What haven't they violated?
I feel violated every time I read the paper.
Mm-hmm. I don't read the paper.
Well, I don't feel violated nearly as often as I used to be. Sorry.
Okay. I wonder why.
Boy, you can just see the smug looks. Yeah. You look around here, and it's like a room full of smug looks. That's what I get. This is what I have to do every Sunday. Okay.
It works both ways.
All right. So.
Okay.
Okay. I thought we were going to gird our loins there for a second, Bob.
Would you like to?
Maybe. Oh. Yeah. Why not?
Well, okay.
We can either do the Howard Dean, yeehaw! Or we can gird your loins. Huh?
All right, everyone, gird your loins.
There you go.
Duck and cover. Okay, I'll let my sister introduce our guest today. We have a guest who is involved with the vaccine controversy, if you will, who's a leader in the movement against an anti-vaccine movement,
she
I would imagine.
She is a specialist in vaccines, is what she is.
Wow.
And so she loves to educate people and let them know what their options are in regards to vaccines for their kids, whether it's the parent and the child as well, to what the effects are and what can happen with vaccines.
Has she got a microphone?
I am going to give her mine, and I'm going to get Bob's here. So I want to welcome Kimberly Vollmers, and so here, I'm going to switch with you.
Is that any relation to the swimming hole?
North of here?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, good morning.
Leanne, no, I like
Leanne
your
is my
hole.
Husband's aunt.
Oh, I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice.
There
okay.
You have it. I mean, I didn't really think it would happen, but...
It's a small world.
It's a small world in this area of the country. Well, there is a great swimming hole up there, by the way. Right off the river.
All right, here we go.
It's the Vollmers Delta.
The Vollmers Delta, that's right. Get off there. Don't take a right, take a left.
I've never been. I'm married in.
She married into the family. So, where would you like to start? I know that this topic is so much information and so much education that people need to get. Where would you like to start with this?
It goes so deep. So, kind of like I just mentioned a minute ago, I'm going to do like a Quentin Tarantino, and I'm going to start at the end that's really the beginning, because I think you can't talk about this topic without mentioning the premise of authority. And it's something maybe that a lot of people in the Jefferson State movement would have a complete understanding and passion for, because... If you look at the way that we are programmed and conditioned from very young to believe in either patriotism or any kind of beliefs of religious things that we are brought up with, it becomes part of who we are. And so when you understand the psychology behind authority and we look at why we vaccinate our children and why we do things in the medical world the way that we do without question is a huge thing to me. And so there was a study done. He did multiple studies, but there was a study done by a man named Stanley Milgram in the 70s, and he wanted to see and find out why in the world in Germany and in the World War II, what would bring someone who was relatively seemingly normal during their life to move people through concentration camps, to march people to their end by the thousands and the millions. So he took regular people, housewives, doctors, you know, store owners, and he had them come in and he had them explain that you will be the teacher and this other person is going to be, I can't remember what he called them. I don't know if they were the student necessarily, but so he introduced them to begin with and he just explained that there's going to be a wall, a partition that separates the two of you. And there's going to be the person who gives you instruction. So if you run one side of the wall and you're giving the person instruction and the other person asks this line of questions, if they get a question wrong, you're going to push this button and you're going to initiate a shock.
This is
to them.
Is this Pavlov?
No. This is Stanley Milgram.
Stanley Milgram.
Huh? Yeah. Hmm. And so when the person asks the question and they get the answer wrong, the person on the other side pushes a button and initiates the shock. And so you hear through the wall the person is in pain and it starts really mild. And as you go down the line of questions and they get questions wrong, you give them another shock and it goes up and up.
I have seen this. Mm-hmm. I've seen this demonstration.
So as they do that and then they question them afterwards because they go all the way to the point of silence where the person is screaming in pain and saying, please stop, please stop. And most of the people in the study did not stop. They went all the way to the last question, giving the highest shock they could. And then when they were questioned of why they did that, they said, because the person told me to. And wow. So to me, understanding the psychology behind that could directly relates to the way we do medical care in this nation. It relates to the way that people follow in line and do things because they feel that they have to. And I think that vaccination has become largely, a mind game that way.
A lockstep movement initiated by the government.
So, yeah. So a sidestep to that, just introducing that mindset, is just last night I saw in a group, a mom was asking, because there's all types of groups and forums. I mean, you can say anti-vaccine. I feel like that's a really derogatory term. It's used in a derogatory way towards people because that's to insinuate that you're uninformed, right? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people who they've vaccinated and their child was injured, they say, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm an ex-vaccine person and my child was injured. Right. And so there's a mother in the group who says her child was vaccinated. His 18-month-old shots are coming up. She knows that, you know, she's scared to do damage, but this is the last course of the booster for those shots. So she feels like she has to finish the booster. Mm. That's completely the conditioning of the mindset that you must do what the authority says.
Right.
And so a lot of the verbiage, if you look through how the CDC trains doctors these days, a lot of the verbiage is to get compliance.
Mm-hmm.
That word is like the dirtiest word to me.
Yeah, we do it in the IRS all day. We know that one really well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, compliance, that's disgusting. How about educated? How about informed? And so
how about free choice?
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you as much as I can about it, and I want you to make the best informed decision for your child because it could damage your child. And to give you actually rates of infection that happen in America and ways to be healthy, just as much as I would tell you that a shot fixes you. So that's the whole gamut of the beginning of my story, because without understanding the intimidation and the mindset of authority, a lot of people think that it's all about health in America with the vaccination schedule as it is, but it really is not.
Well, the CDC...
When you have a group within the government and in our own nation that is willing to kill a child in the womb, is it really that big of a leap of the imagination to imagine that they would happily poison them once they're outside of it?
Yeah. And it's it's just something that a lot of times mothers don't realize when you go into your appointment and you're, I think, between 28 weeks and 36 weeks, somewhere in there. I don't remember, even though I just had a baby in July. It all fades.
It goes quickly.
And so they tell you now, they try to get you to get a DTaP shot during pregnancy and a flu shot during pregnancy because of the pertussis risk that they believe in because of the flu, if you're in flu season. So that has never been tested because it's unethical to test on someone who's pregnant. Yet it's not unethical to inject and cause stillbirths and miscarriages and whoever knows what else, because that's called post-marketing research. They won't do it in a trial, but their post-marketing research that later on is updated, if you look on their the FDA website and the manufacturer's website, it's post-marketed research. So those numbers are actually also not tracked. And when you look at the clinical research on each vaccine, it often will say that the deaths can't be linked definitively to association. Like, I have yet to see one that is in a clinical trial where they will admit that the vaccine had a direct impact. But then you look at VAERS, where you report, you know, actual deaths that occur post-vaccination, and the numbers do not correspond.
Well, I've got an article here from yournewswire.com. CDC forced to admit they knew vaccine preservative caused autism. And this is talking specifically about the drug, or I guess I'm not sure if it's a drug, but it's thimerosal.
Yeah.
Is a mercury-based vaccine preservative that causes a number of brain injuries and problems with autism. Can you talk to us a little bit about that particular thing? Because, I mean, obviously mainstream news doesn't print anything that actually matters or is truthful anymore. That's pretty much a given if anybody's paying attention.
Right.
But this, you know, how legitimate and how valid is the argument that thimerosal is toxic to kids?
Right. It absolutely is toxic. And there's not even just articles, but when you look up thimerosal as a compound, it's a toxic compound. But what they don't do in mainstream media and will never do in mainstream media is talk about the direct correlation. And the CDC and a lot of other organizations that push vaccination like to talk about how correlation is not causation. That's their tagline, is that you look at a graph of the increase in vaccination schedule, and right next to it is a rise in the increase of autism. And
right.
At the same rate, if not like some jumps. And they like to say correlation is not causation. However, a lot of people have a misnomer thinking that like you inject a child and the vaccine itself is doing the damage in a direct way. Almost like if you eat something you're allergic to, or you sniff something that's pine or lavender and you're allergic to that and you have an immediate reaction. Often with a vaccination, it's not a 1 + 1 = 2. So when you have vaccines that
affect everybody differently,
affect every person differently. And thimerosal is not in many vaccines anymore unless it's trace amounts. So it's a lot like trans fats. There can be trans fats in foods, but if it's under a certain amount, they don't have to put it on the label, right? So the same thing happened with thimerosal. Even though they continued to deny that it had a corresponding correlation to autism, they would not admit it. They took away Dr. Andrew Wakefield's license because his study said, a lot of people don't understand that he did not say thimerosal causes autism. He did not say that vaccines cause autism. He said the ingredient, thimerosal, that I believe it's ethyl mercury instead of methyl mercury.
Yeah, it's through a mercury-based vaccine. I'm looking right at it here, but
So he said that the
methyl mercury. Where could I get that if I wanted some?
I don't believe you can because it's so toxic.
Weird. Yeah, it says there's
any mercury or derivative
it's a biohazard.
Mercury. Yes.
It says right here there is no safe level of exposure to this neurotoxin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
exactly, because it's mercury-based.
So it's a toxic neurotoxin that nobody in their right mind could get their hand on because it's so dangerous, but will inject it into our tissues.
Yes.
But is still widely used by Merck, Eli Lilly, and numerous other pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
Because this article was written on February 10th of this year, so this is not, you know, old news.
I want to see my list that I wrote of what exactly it is. So thimerosal is to prevent contamination and bacteria growth. And I feel like a lot of studies are also not done in what it's doing in the body in long term. So when they look at thimerosal and they say mostly in America, in other countries it's still used in multiple vaccines. But in America, it's not unless it's in trace amounts, except for in the flu shot when it's a combined vial. So if it's a multi-dose vial... So when people go and they are adamant and they're like very religious about vaccines, or they feel like I used to get the flu, I get the flu shot, I don't get the flu. I've had people say that to me. And so I'm like, good for you. You have the body response like you have the luck of the draw that you have the response that they're designed for. Awesome for you. However, if you do not, so the thimerosal is in that multi-dose vial and mostly those aren't used anymore.
Okay.
They use single dose vials, but there's a whole other gambit of danger still because they use aluminum and they use also squalene. So squalene is linked to, oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank on what is the soldiers who go off to war, Gulf War syndrome.
Okay.
Okay. So because of the anthrax shot. So squalene is what's in there, and that's from, it could be from plants, but it's usually from animals. And so I wanted to, I don't know if it's cross topic or like jumping on you guys, but let me know. Because of the ingredients in vaccines are not just things like thimerosal, but there's formaldehyde, aluminum. There are antibiotics, monosodium glutamate. So anyone who's sensitive to MSG. Like, I would want to be reading the package insert, because if I eat Domino's pizza...
Now, wasn't MSG banned from food products for some reason?
Oh, it's in so many food products.
Yeah, no, it's not banned.
Uh-uh. No, but a lot of people will, or they'll label it, say, MSG, so that people are aware of it.
Right, because I think in the late 90s and early 2000s, a lot of people were saying, like, it's toxic. Like, you have a negative response for it. It affects your gut negatively. Well, it's injected into you. So is neomycin is something, it's really interesting. My husband, years ago, because he didn't realize, he smashed his fingers at work and like just completely smashed two of his fingers. And when he went to the ER, they gave him a Tdap shot.
What kind of shot?
Tdap. So it's tetanus.
Okay.
And
I haven't got shots in years, so I feel like I'm a little behind the curve.
So unless the doctor really is doing their due diligence, you're not going to get, in America, you cannot get just tetanus. It's tetanus and
always
diphtheria.
They always put them all together now. So you have this multi, you know, I don't know what you want to call it, but a
multi-dose,
multi-dose.
Or there's many, so the combination shots is how they refer to them, I guess. So he got this vaccine, and he comes home and tells me they gave him a Tdap or something like that. And I was like, what? You got a vaccine? And he's like, oh, my word. I didn't realize it was a vaccine. This was before we had children even. So formaldehyde, I said. And so latex, the tip of the needle has latex in it, and so that goes into your arm. Polysorbate 80 and 20. Which both are linked to cancer and autoimmune issues and infertility. So I want to hit on polysorbate, because on the first day of life, they give hepatitis B to infants.
Mm-hmm.
And a side effect of hepatitis B is apnea. So when people talk about SIDS, like it affects my whole body.
So is that polysorbate 80 or polysorbate 20?
Both.
Hmm.
So in the vitamin K shot, I think it has polysorbate 20. And a lot of the shots have polysorbate 80. And on the first day of life with hepatitis B, and a lot of parents not knowing, because I don't believe that informed consent happens the way that it should, is that apnea is a common response. It's in the adverse reactions on the package insert. It's one of the first things mentioned in hepatitis B. but it's never informed to the parents that other than watch your infant and make sure they're breathing all the time. It's like an instinctual thing.
Yeah, I think they automatically, in a lot of places, just do the shot and the parent doesn't even know. Then the baby comes in, and then they say, oh, by the way, we gave little Johnny such and such.
And then sign here.
Yeah, exactly. Just please sign this.
This so that you release acknowledge that my, I told you that I did it.
Liability release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't tell you prior, hey, you know, we're thinking about giving little Johnny this shot. You can either opt out of it or not. This is what, you know.
Now, I'm not a chemist. But these are polymers. Now, aren't polymers like plastic?
Mm-hmm.
So they're injecting you with a plastic derivatives of some sort.
And it's a compound made up chemical.
And detergents and antibiotics. And it's just crazy to me that on the first day of life, they do that. Because when I did this course
be good for you.
So like they're injecting Tide Pods?
Yeah.
Basically.
I saw a thing the other day that there's 16 out of the 27 ingredients in Tide Pods are in vaccines, and they inject it.
Well, maybe that's why they're eating them now.
Is that why they're eating them?
Right, they're craving them because it's assimilated, right?
Yeah. Go to the Jeans Drive-In, and can I get a pack of? Right. Can I get some fries with those Tide Pods, please?
Yeah. So immunocompetency in the body is your immune system, and it's 60-70% is in our gut, in our digestive tract. And so a thing that you cannot, to me, talk about vaccines, and a lot of people who are very pro-vaccine think that you can eat healthy and live well and the vaccines will do their job and you'll be well and you won't be affected. The problem with that is that's like saying that you can wash off pesticides and the geoengineering and GMOs off of an apple when it's grown from a modified seed and a modified soil and toxic water, there's no washing it off. And the same thing is happening in our bodies. So when we look at it like you think you're going to protect your child and take them to your doctor, you're going to feed them everything organic, and you're going to make sure you breastfeed them until they're two, and you're going to try to do everything you can to support their digestive tract, and then you inject them with things that compromise the gut, then any toxins they come in contact with in their life are going to compromise their gut. And so the more they study the microbiome, and the more they understand the gut-brain connection of how your brain functions is directly tied to how healthy your gut is.
Yeah, it has to start with the gut.
Absolutely.
Before you can do anything.
And so when you look at charts of development of children, most children hit the rate of where they actually have immunocompetency at 2 years old. But they give 36 shots before 2 years old.
Yeah, so, they give it at 18, right around 18 months, I believe.
Or the MMR shot?
Yeah.
Right. So there's 36 shots, 35 shots before that last MMR or that first MMR. So it's 12 to 15 months is the window for the MMR. And then they get another shot right before kindergarten, between 4 and 5 years old. Like the cutoff is 5 years old. And especially now in California, you're mandated to that cutoff at 5 years old. So a huge thing to me is that most people would not realize or recognize what an adverse reaction is. And that's why I want to keep speaking out and keep informing parents, even one-on-one with people that I know who will have a dialogue, because it's such a touchy subject. It's such a personal decision that when people don't understand what an adverse reaction is, then they go to their doctor and they say, my son broke out in hives. He had a 105 fever 3 days after he got his vaccines, and they will tell you that's a normal reaction. And to me, any reaction is not, I don't care if it's normal for, you know, Susie's kid. I don't want my kid to suffer. So a lot of times people don't realize that even though they tell you it's normal, you're still going to have to cope with those things that are occurring. So something that happens a lot, because the main ingredients that cause allergies in kids is wheat, dairy, because of casein, they use casein in it, and eggs and yeast. So actually there's one on there, that's the top four, but I would go ahead and add to that soy, because a lot of people will watch their kids have those allergies when they're very young. And when kids have these delayed food allergies and they're fully vaccinated, and it doesn't mean, let me do a little disclaimer here, it doesn't mean that if your child is unvaccinated that they can't suffer from these things as well, just like autism. Autism was 1 in 500, I think, when I was a child. And I'm 36 years old. Mm. It's now 1 in 36, and boys are 1 in 25. So when you look at the increase rate in so such
it's exponentially getting out of control.
It's catastrophic. So, but delayed food allergies in kids where most parents would say, yeah, I don't, my child's fine. My child's fine. My child's fully vaccinated and they're fine. But then you look at what delayed food allergies can be and what it looks like in a kid, and it's fatigue. They have sinusitis and sinus infections chronically. They can have dark circles under their eyes, dry burning eyes, and they think that it's seasonal allergies because the kid is always just complaining about their eyes or their redness. So the doctor will say they have allergies and give them an anti-inflammatory antihistamine to get rid of the symptom. But they
right,
don't
the doctors just go for the symptoms. They don't go for the cause.
Right.
And that's where a lot of the problem lies, like you said, with the autoimmune system. And the gut is you have to go deeper than just what you can see on the surface,
absolutely,
so to speak.
But a lot of allopathic medicine goes after the symptoms to treat the symptoms. And so chronic ear infections is another one, asthma, migraines, and then a whole plethora of autoimmune conditions.
Yes.
So what do you do to treat that?
Which one?
If
you have an allergy?
All the above.
You have to begin... And help me out if I'm, you know, overstepping.
Sure.
You have to help with, find out what the problem is. And usually, because of the American diet, it is the gut, like she says. You have to go back to the gut and get the gut healthy in order to make everything else work properly.
Organic food.
Well, not just that, but it's the diet.
Have healthy bacteria also restored in your gut.
Right.
So
yes.
A lot of the research they're doing with the microbiome is... it's quite disgusting and then also really nerdy, is that they are doing literally like a poop transplant. That's the most simple way I can put it. And so they have found that, let's say someone is morbidly obese, and then you have someone who is naturally thin all of their life, and they just have an athletic build. They can do a transfer of the bacteria from the gut, from the naturally fit person, genetically fit, into the person who has been morbidly obese all their life, and they would find that the person starts to drop weight and shed weight with changing nothing. Because
of the bacteria,
because
the proper
bacteria communicates. And so another thing, there's so many TED Talks right now on the microbiome that are really fascinating. These doctors are doing a lot of research and sharing them, you know, sharing the information, because that bacteria in your gut outnumbers your DNA. So we have more... bacteria in our body and in our digestive tract, then we have DNA that makes us human in our body. And a lot of that is misunderstood and not researched and not known. So when you say, what does a person do if they have these allergies? Let's say I can see kids. I can go anywhere with my children, the grocery store, to church, to anywhere, and I see kids with food allergies. And I've asked people in my life randomly, like, hey, just curious, does your son have allergies? I don't know. I don't think so. And I'm like, well, it's kind of weird. I know it's random, but by his eyes, it looks like he has allergies to me. Have you ever asked his doctor? No, I haven't. A week later, I get a message from that same mom telling me, I cannot believe that you randomly said that to me, because I took my son to the dentist and the dentist asked me, does he have allergies? And I said, why does she think so? You know, is it the eyes too? And she said, no, because his gums are swollen in the front of his mouth. And that's typically... a sign that they have a dairy allergy. So then she was going to take him to the doctor and have blood work done. So when you think or you suspect, have the blood work done.
Right.
I would not say that anyone should ever just, you don't need modern medicine whatsoever. It has its place.
Sure.
And so I would want the doctor to figure out what trigger it is. Because instead of treating the symptom and giving your child antihistamine every year, when you're feeding them dairy... And you could be causing the response in their body because they can't metabolize and they can't process that.
Well, yeah, because like dairy, the eggs and the milk and stuff, human body is not built to digest that properly. And people don't realize that. That's a misnomer, that humans can digest that properly and you can't. Your body can't assimilate dairy products.
And then when you inject eggs into a person intramuscularly...
Yes.
Throughout their infancy and their childhood, the body has an autoimmune response sometimes. And it says, this is foreign, get it out.
Hmm.
So then when you take it in through your normal path of where infection comes, typically through your mouth, and you eat it and it goes through your digestive tract, it knows that's what defends you. Then it rejects it.
Hmm. And then it comes...
We got to go to a break here.
Well, the technology of injecting eggs is almost 400 years old when they developed the first smallpox vaccine.
I have info on smallpox. Let's hold that thought.
Okay. Well, let me just get this. With the injection of the eggs and stuff, and that's why they get the sinus and the skin rashes, is because that's your largest organ. So then it's going to come out there. So with that, we'll go to a break.
Right.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy. Loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding egos. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Take what you need from the latest release with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step and back on themselves and their slow moving dreams.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise.
We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, February 16th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything. I want to hear the children sing. All I hear is the sound of rain falling on the ground. I sit and watch as tears go by.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. Please, please feel free to call in at 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567. And, you know, get on the line and ask our guests some questions.
And with that, we do have somebody on the line, and I think she has a question. We have Signe on the line. Good morning, Signe.
Hi. Yep. I had a comment, and I'm so thrilled that you have a guest on. About vaccines, and I was just going to recommend, I have watched the VaccinesRevealed.com series like three times. There's a series of maybe nine DVD videos, and it's just so excellent. So that's a recommendation I have. You just go to your email and type it in, and then you just put your name in there, and you get to watch them for free. The episode 4 is today, and they go through maybe 9 episodes. I'm not sure.
Where do you do that, Signe? Where do you?
Well, I get it on my email.
You can go to their website.
Yeah, www.vaccinesrevealed.com.
I'm typing it in as we speak. I will post it on the webpage.
Yeah, and all you have to do is sign up. I mean, there's just a little thing. You put it in your name, and
They're all free.
Yes, and I'm just so thrilled every time they repeat it free, because we bought the series. I mean, and I sent it to my niece who just had a baby.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, and she agreed to not immunize at all for 2 months.
Nice.
And then I heard in Japan they wait 2 years,
yes.
and their babies are much healthier than in America. And I also heard, and wonder if you know if this is true, that the United States has the highest infant mortality rate on day one.
It is.
Yes.
True. It is true.
Yes.
It is true.
And I would suspect that it's the hepatitis B, and then I heard that they're even pushing the HPV virus shot on day one.
They are trying to get it into the childhood schedule. I don't know if they'll do it on day one of life. But the study that I saw on the hepatitis B vaccine when I was looking into it is the reason why it came into the United States is because they did a study, the manufacturer did, in a foreign country where there was a high number of women who were in prostitution, and a lot of the babies were being born with hepatitis B complications. And so they put this vaccine into that population, and they had a very high success rate of the baby survival and not having complications post-delivery. And so with the success of the vaccine, then they just moved it on over to the United States and put it into the schedule for
all
deliveries. Instead of, you're tested for STDs when you're pregnant. I think twice, because it's in the beginning, your blood work, and then towards the end, and it just boggles my mind. And my OB didn't have a problem when I declined the hepatitis B. That is not the same for all people. So good for you for sharing it with her. And you're absolutely right about the immunocompetency being at about 2 years of age.
Yeah, it just breaks my heart. And I have another niece who won't dialogue with me at all. And I know she has not watched Vaccines Revealed because these are captivating, and you just cannot stop. It's like almost addicting to watch and hear all this truth from scientists and doctors and researchers and chiropractors and parents
and
professors and, I mean, and politicians like Bobby Kennedy. I listened to his three times yesterday. He is the most well-spoken man. Everything you just picture what he says, he illustrates it so well. And his heart just is so pure on the subject. And so anyway, you know, we really need to pray for our young ones. I mean, I have other relatives who listen to a few, but then they back down and because of the laws, and it's so illegal. It's such a First Amendment rights issue, and it's just unconstitutional. And it's just...
But again,
it just makes me want to scream.
Yeah, again, it's us that needs to educate and take things back into our own hands.
That's right.
With not just the vaccines, but with everything that we deal with.
Exactly.
But especially for our children.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, I agree totally. Thank you. What was your name? I didn't catch it when I turned on the radio. Your guest?
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Are you local?
In Reading, yes.
In Reading. Wonderful. Well, thank you, and I'll let you go and continue sharing your vast knowledge.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in, and I believe we have another caller.
Okay.
Lori?
Yes, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Fantastic guest. Thank you. There's very much a serious blowback. Dr. Suzanne Humphries has just recently gotten death threats and stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are people that want these educators, researchers, and whatnot talking out about this. So, as we know, lots of holistic doctors have lost their life by showing people alternatives and whatnot. So, I thought I'd just offer a few more resources since we're kind of on that topic. The woman that used to work for Merck, Brandy Vaughn, she was in the movie Vaxxed, the documentary, rather. And she's now got her own LearnTheRisk.org site. And a video that was just shown had a worker that was supposed to be taking the VAERS report, the vaccine injury reports, and her bosses and supervisors are saying, pretend you're taking the report, sound empathetic, sound like you're typing in information, and then they want them to throw them all away, not contribute to the numbers of how vast and how much people are experiencing these horrific and fatal sometimes experiences. So that's one resource. The other person has Vaccine Liberation Army. And then there is there's several out there. And if people are interested in the and maybe you can address this, Kimberly, a little bit more, and I'm so glad you're in our local area, Raphael Medicine over in Fair Oaks near Sacramento, they can help parents if they need either a temporary exemption, mm-hmm. and then they'll help them out later on. But a lot of people are having this run-in and being forced and mandated with their kid to be enrolled. And I know they're going to come after homeschoolers. Yep. They're going to come after us as Sherry Tenpenny, doctor, that's been here in town a couple times with Dane and our groups putting on different events. So that's just some things. And there's at least 20 documentaries on YouTube, free. And we've got a lot of resources with the list at Orchard Nutrition here in Reading in the back area. You know, talk to Kara or some of the other certified nutrition people, and they can help as well. But I'll give you the Raphael Medicine Clinic number. That's area code 916-671-1780. They're open Monday through Friday. Fridays, I think they're a half day, 9 to 12. But they do a lot of this. You give them your email. They correspond. They call you back. So you don't have to be driving to these clinics. They can manage a way to get your history, your intake, get a genetic test. I can't remember if it's saliva or urine, but that is my go-to place when people are in a horrible pinch. They do not want to vaccinate their child. And if you could address herd immunity and the shedding people are the ones that are spreading the flu and how...
we plan that, out, but thank you.
That whole thing. All right, thank you. I'll continue to listen. I appreciate it very much,
all
you
right.
All.
Thank you, Lori. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you calling in and giving that information.
You bet.
They do... say that they require. They told us that we had to drive down there at first when we went down to
right.
the, but then we were able to do it over the phone after that because the doctor was sick the day we were supposed to be there, and so we drove all the way down there for nothing basically, and went to Old Town because we had a hotel and we decided that we would rather just use it than not.
But I think it makes a difference too if you've had the prior some prior blood work done.
Well,
where a lot of them don't necessarily have that done prior.
Well, you got to have the prior blood work done. That's right, and then you have to fill out this. It's a pretty extensive form,
family history
application, and then once they get that, then they contact you back. And then you have to do a DNA test, and for one child at least, because one child will cover the other two if they're brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. or the other however many, and then you send that in, and then you wait for the DNA sample to come back from 23andMe or wherever you do it at, and it is a saliva test. And that's right where we're at in the stage right now. We're waiting for that to get done and finished, and then that's go to the doctor for the final permanent exemption.
Yeah, because if you get the blood test prior, that gives them a foundation
right.
to start opting you out of having the vaccine. Because
we could only get a temporary
right.
until we went through the full gamut.
Right.
And it does run a little bit of money. I mean, you're talking about $400-something for three kids. It was like they gave you a deal. I can't remember the exact charges.
I don't think insurance covers.
No, it doesn't cover it. Yeah. But, I mean, your kids' lives are at stake.
I know. I'm just saying for people to know that insurance won't cover anything
that. I get it. And the thing is that we think and we're positive that we already had autism. The two older boys, we got three grandkids live with us. The older boy, we think, had some of it. And the middle child, we're sure, has some problems. And the younger child only got the one shot at birth because we didn't have time to stop that, and she seems to be the most I'm not going to say normal,
neurotypical.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But our experience was that I think it's pretty obvious that there's some issues, and that's why we went ahead and did it and went through the Raphael Medicine down there in Fair Oaks.
And while we're talking about, I just want to let people know it just doesn't stop with the vaccines with the children, because there's other vaccines later on in children's lives that are affecting them greatly,
mm-hmm.
That parents may not realize. Like when they start hitting 12, 13 years old, they've got the Gardasil, and we were talking about that earlier, and the effects. And children are even committing suicide.
From their lives being detrimental.
Yeah, because it's so devastating, the side effects that can happen with these.
Well, and you know something? If you at this point don't think there's some kind of concerted effort out there by the left wing, I don't know what you want to call them, progressive communist Marxist to you know, in every aspect of our life, take control, whether it's you know, something that's got evil intent or not is not even the issue. But the fact that you don't have a freedom of choice and a freedom over your own body anymore mm-hmm. is a big problem across the board. And I mean, I got to believe that these guys are, they don't care what happens to us.
It's compliance.
Right.
You know, and so some of it, when you read the studies and you read the inserts and you see when they are aware, they're completely aware of when the body can build antigens and or antibodies to the antigens that they're injecting. And some of the time, the first and second shot are doing nothing. They know it's not until the third one, but the first and second are part of that compliance.
We're at the top of the hour. They're going to cut us off here.
So stay tuned with us, and we'll pick this up on the other side. This has been KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I'll touch on
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The White House is answering questions about how it handled a senior aide's resignation after allegations of spousal abuse. White House Legislative Affairs Director Mark Short says President Trump was initially inclined to believe Rob Porter's denials.
I think the president is shaped by a lot of false accusations against him in the past, Chuck. But in talking to the president, I think he's saddened about what happened with Rob. I think he's very disturbed by it, and he's very disappointed in it. And I think that he believes that the resignation was appropriate.
Short, a guest on NBC TV's Meet the Press program. Meanwhile, another White House spokesman says the president has no plans to fire Chief of Staff John Kelly over the incident. Budget Director Mick Mulvaney says the budget plan the administration sends to Congress tomorrow will seek to move some of the billions of dollars in extra spending lawmakers approved last week to areas that reflect the president's priorities. That will include $3 billion to begin building that border wall. The Senate begins a rare open-ended debate on immigration and the fate of DACA immigrants tomorrow, but the most influential voice in the conversation might be President Trump. He says he wants to do a DACA deal with congressional Democrats, but they have to give him something in return. Although Twitter recently turned its first quarterly profit ever, experts say it's still got a lot of problems.
The company isn't alone in dealing with abuse, fake accounts, and attempts by Russian agents to spread misinformation. But with its troubles compounded by a revolving door of executives and stagnant user growth, Twitter has been facing questions about just who is minding the store. One analyst commenting on Twitter's issues says they're playing whack-a-mole with these problems. They say they have the problem under control, but they don't know what the problem is exactly.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. No survivors this morning in the crash of a Russian airliner outside of Moscow. 71 people aboard. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-694-7394. 800-694-7394. That's 800-694-7394.
Georgia transportation officials are exploring the idea of a first-of-its-kind highway in the U.S.
A road just for trucks. State transportation officials expect truck traffic to double by 2040, and the truck-only lanes have been proposed as a solution to reducing congestion for drivers of non-commercial vehicles on Georgia interstates. The toll-free highway would stretch 40 miles from metro Atlanta to Macon. However, the $1.8 billion estimated price tag is raising some eyebrows.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstrip. Two employees of Russia's top nuclear research institute have been arrested for using the facility's supercomputer for cryptocurrency mining. Russian news reports don't say if they made any money before they were caught. In mining, computers are used to solve mathematical problems to verify transactions that are rewarded in cryptocurrency. You can apparently make a lot of money that way. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The NASA spacecraft that gave us close-ups of Pluto has set a record for the farthest photos ever taken.
In December, while nearly 4 billion miles from Earth, the New Horizons spacecraft snapped a picture of a star cluster. The photo surpassed the pale blue dot images of Earth taken back in 1990 by NASA's Voyager 1. New Horizons took more photos as it sped deeper into the cosmos in December. Those pictures show two objects in the so-called twilight zone on the fringes of our solar system. NASA released the images this week. Bob Agnew reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 11th. It's the 42nd day of 2018. On this date in history, 1937, a six-week-old sit-down strike against GM ended with the company agreeing to recognize the United Automobile Workers Union. And in 1945, on this date, President Franklin Roosevelt, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and Soviet leader Joseph Stalin signed the Yalta Agreement. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
guess I've got that old traveling bone. But I feel I'm leaving alone. But I won't lose my way, no, no. Long as I
back, Sovereign Mind Radio. We're having quite a conversation here in the studio. We thought we actually should get back to our listening audience.
Well, there's just so much information and so much to go over when it comes to this. It's so deep.
I was just looking at the chat room, and it says, Jai says, I did not know until recently that the three in one shot for kids to get in school also contains other things that the drug companies are trying out.
Yeah.
On our kids. So they're actually experimenting.
They don't, like I think you said earlier, it's not like they do a trial basis before.
Right.
No. They use the children as the trial basis.
It's illegal to conduct clinical trials on children.
So they do trials, but they have it in very small numbers, and they do things like give you a gift card if you participate. And
oh, nice.
So they can have parents sign up and have their kids be part of those trials, but they have a very small number of the population. So when they say something like, you know, 5% had soreness or redness at the injection site, 7% had febrile seizures, like, so you get a high temperature and you get a mild seizure, they will tell you that's normal. Mm. It's a normal reaction. But a lot of the time, the things that are told as normal in the insert presents in a child more long term, and the parent is then on their own. That's a thing that I also don't like. So those post marketing statistics are shown in the insert, but you really have to look for them. And so my thing is, like, you go to a doctor's office and you say, can I see the insert? And it's something that I hear over and over again from people, is that it is the law to have informed consent. And I've heard people say that it's a federal law, but I just looked it up last night, and I don't believe that there's a federal law for informed consent. It's state by state. So,
well, there is actually under the Nuremberg Code and different things that the state is, where it is very defined on what testing for children is, and you cannot conduct clinical trials on children under the age of consent if there is any chance of their causing any kind of harm.
Right. So they violate it constantly.
Constantly.
In that term, yeah. And so when they don't give informed consent, because every package insert you look at, if you go to a pharmacy and you say, I'd like to get a flu shot today, but can I see the insert? I would bet money that they're going to tell you that they don't have it. But in that insert, it says on the package that this portion, there's a, like a dot, 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 as if it's serrated and it's supposed to be torn off and given to you with the adverse reactions,
okay,
and that you've
yeah.
been informed of what risk is involved in this vaccination. When there's risk, there should be a choice. And so the caller that talked about Brandy Vaughn with Learn the Risk, that's actually how I met you all, and why I'm here is because I was recently at the Health Expo in Reading, and I was representing LearnTheRisk.org, because she does a lot of work all over the world. And Brandy Vaughn used to work for Merck. She's a whistleblower because Vioxx was killing people, and they knew it was killing people, and they did not pull the drug off the market. And so she left before, and she was a whistleblower, so she was in danger, and there was awful things happening, and she had a break-in in her home when she came back to the United States after she had left, and that scared her enough to where she left the United States. But she still has not stopped. She started Learn the Risk about two years ago, and they do a lot of work to put up billboards and bus station advertisements for people to actually go to LearnTheRisk.org and really see. And she uses science-based evidence there. So it's not things of opinion. It's not things that are inflammatory to try and exaggerate. It really is the data. So there's a lot of resource that really is the science and the data.
Science-based based stuff. Isn't that racism?
with true numbers. During the break, we were going over the when the vaccine started, and
right.
maybe you can give us a little bit of history, like with the smallpox and what trends.
Right, and you mentioned that the inoculation practice was for hundreds of years. They would use the scabs from what is called or was called virola. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but I've never heard anyone say it. Virola, and now known as smallpox, because mm-hmm. they would use the scabs from the lesions or the pus from the lesions, and they would infect each other or themselves so that they could get it because it was considered mild, and then they would be immune for life. Because when you contract a virus from a wild virus, you have lifetime immunity most of the time. Some of them it's about mm-hmm. 20 years, 25 years, but most things it's a lifetime of immunity. When you inject those things, it is not a lifetime of immunity. So like when we were kids, I'm 36 years old, and when we were kids, when someone had chicken pox, you didn't hide your children. You took your children over to play
yeah,
with them.
You tried to get them to get them, yeah.
And so when they're healthy, there is a stage of where you would want to protect that child. And before all of this insanity of mass and overuse of vaccination and the scaring tactics that they use to keep you from being, I don't know, informed that you actually can get sick and heal, quarantine was used. So if someone is compromised, you just keep that person away from the virus or the bacteria, obviously. But that first vaccine, I found two different dates, and so I'll just tell you what I found, is that Edward Jenner is the man who came up with the smallpox vaccine, and it was either in 1786 or 1788. I saw both, and so we'll just call it between there. And I saw a discussion the other day where a man asked, you know, do you know if there's any animal use in vaccines? That's like laughable, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people might not know, though, because he said he has a lot of vegan friends who are very pro-vaccine, and they're kind of upset when anybody says that science doesn't work and that vaccines shouldn't be used and da-da-da-da. And he's like, please show me what vaccines have animal use in them. And I thought it was so hilarious when I looked up the initial vaccine history. And the word vacca, the root of vaccine vacca, is Latin. It means cow. Because they found that milkmaids would get a cow version, very similar to smallpox, that presented the same in the body. They'd get mild fever, get the lesions on their body, and it would pass through. And if they had that cowpox, then they would have a more mild version of smallpox, and they would have a higher survival rate. And he did this with one of his first patient was an 8-year-old boy. So when that was successful, then they continued to do that, and obviously they did more and more, and over hundreds of years, a couple hundred years later, they're still using the vaccination. And in the 1940s, there was only the smallpox vaccine and the DTP. I cannot remember the name of the documentary I watched, but
it was DTP, diphtheria?
It's diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. Mm-hmm. So that's the branding name of the first use of DTP. It's now DTaP and TDAP, depending on your age. The TDAP is the booster for DTaP. And so there's a documentary about the use of the DTaP, that branding, in the 70s, where it's causing massive brain damage. Mm-hmm. Massive, massive. Yeah. And I watched that documentary. It's gut-wrenching. It's online on YouTube. I'll have to look it up so that maybe you can share it later, because I can't.
Yeah, maybe send it to me and I'll post it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that gets me, too, is, you know, like everybody's reaction to, oh, well, science is science. Yeah, but science and data can be manipulated.
Yeah.
It can be misconstrued. It can be misused. And then other people going, oh, well, they would never allow this to happen. Like, they never allow
like
the Tuskegee
like climate change.
You know, they never, you know, they never do things like that, or, you know, like the Tuskegee experiment, or do something like be funded for years to lie about the ills of tobacco or allow tobacco
well, it's
to
really
add
simple
additives and chemicals to make it addictive.
It's really simple.
None
what
of
they,
that ever went on.
Right.
What they do is that, if you want to get the federal grant money for your scientific research
these
project,
these are the results we need.
These are the results that we want. And if you mm-hmm. don't give us the results that we want, sorry, Charlie, you don't get funded. They did that with the climate change thing. I mean, the famous clip from the guy from the Weather Channel gets on there and goes, you guys don't even know what you're talking about. He's talking to some guy who's not even a science guy. You guys doesn't understand science. This guy founded the Weather Channel, and he says, you guys don't even know what you're talking about. You know why? He says, all the money goes to the guys that spout the government's position.
But isn't that how most of our universities are funded?
Their books are made by the manufacturers of these drugs and products.
Well, I don't remember the exact number, but I believe it's almost 7 out of 10 scientists that have studied and spoken about climate change that are outside of government funding thinks it's all BS.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's the weather.
I mean, the guy that founded the Weather Channel says it's BS. I mean, you know, but getting back here to the subject matter of this, you know, here's a headline from the Natural News. I mean, it's really old. It's January 31st, 2018. scandalous CDC director resigns after caught buying shares of vaccine maker Merck while heading the CDC. And it goes on, you know, I'm going to post this, and, you know, it goes on that the CDC is in bed with junk food companies, vaccine manufacturers, and big tobacco. Wow. I mean,
I guess she got out before she ended up in the Martha Stewart wing, huh?
It's not over yet.
Well, her and Nancy Pelosi are going to move in together, is the word.
It's just so disturbing. And it just goes like it's nothing. You know, that is something so disturbing. And the whole tobacco issue of the denial of that, where you can find advertisements for have a low birth weight baby and a pregnant drawing of a woman smoking a Winston cigarette. Like, come on. And so we see those things. I mean, when I was pregnant with my second child, I was outside of a Guadalajara here in town, and there's two moms standing down the way away from the door following, you know, the state law of how far away you are from the front door, both of them pregnant. And so I see something like that, and I'm like, there's so much information. If you do something deliberately, and I find that the same, my position on the vaccine issue is the same. You can be super religious about it, meaning that you just believe it because you've been indoctrinated and there's no self-study. There's no research done on your own, and you're just brought up in it and you have that compliance in you. Not to shame a person or to make you feel stupid or to talk down to a person, but really, unless you've done research and looked at and insert yourself, there's damage being done. Mm-hmm. And to me, when you look at the Hippocratic Oath that doctors take and that all healthcare professionals take of do no harm, it doesn't say do some harm. It doesn't say do harm for the greater good. It doesn't say do harm until someone else tells you to stop. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say don't do harm unless you can make a lot of money.
Well, I think what they're taking is the new oath by the politicians. It's called the Hippocratic Oath.
I think they actually took part of that out of their oath now, if I do understand it correctly.
I had medical professionals completely defend to me and say that they do not believe that I personally should be on my Facebook and telling anybody that they should look into vaccination and do research, because every professional that they work with wants the best for their patients. And I've had parents tell me things like, every parent does the best for their child. And I say things like, I don't do it in a public way of bashing on Facebook, but I write a message.
Do you know how many screwed up parents are?
Right. Well,
how many screwed up doctors are there?
And in their perception, they want to believe that parents or their peers want the best for their child like they do. And I'm like, okay, except...
Let's look at the opioid crisis. You know, they will happily hand out opioids to people like their pets.
Okay, I got an example. Michael Jackson's doctor had his best interest in mind, right?
Tom Petty, now.
Yeah. His interest,
Tom Petty's doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
that. That's insane. Dr. Kevorkian's got everybody's best interest in mind, right?
Only do as much harm as is needed to earn that free fishing trip from Big Pharma to Mexico.
You know, Dr. Angel of Death. I mean, good grief, come on.
Things like people bring up all the time about, do you want smallpox to come back? Do you want polio to come back? Because when they look at and say, or they've had experience themselves with someone they know had polio, and someone they know died from polio when they were young, or someone they know went blind from measles. And a friend of mine who is a nurse, we got in a discussion about it, and she said she watched a baby die from pertussis. Because the mom wouldn't vaccinate the siblings or herself or the father.
Well, I think, too, and in fairness, there are most of the doctors out there are trying to do what's best, you know, in their opinions, to do the right thing, I believe.
They're also indoctrinated to believe what they're doing is best.
They don't go outside the box.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And then I think they probably tend to get a little jaded because they're seeing the worst of it all, you know, daily at the hospitals. You know, I mean, they're seeing, you know, the people that are dying, the people that are, you know, in trouble, or the people are, and they're not necessarily weighing out what's
your
actually...
Your child is part of the math.
Exactly,
You've got to remember, there's a reason they call it practicing medicine.
It's also medical care for a large population of people, and when you look at it in that way and you go, oh, wow, my child is actually not special. Let's get that right real quick. Yeah. Because when someone tells me, you know, I believe that most parents are doing the best they can for their child. When I say, do not give your child Tylenol, I'm not a medical professional. I'm not going to tell a perfect stranger, don't give your child Tylenol. But when you do research and you learn and see how damaging Tylenol is and that it suppresses the glutathione in the brain, which the glutathione is what tells your body to mount a defense. So you go to a doctor and they say, okay, their next appointment is going to be, you know, March 22nd, and they're going to get these shots. So make sure before you bring them in, give them Tylenol. And then when you bring them in, they're going to be a little bit fussy maybe.
Is that just ibuprofen, period?
No, ibuprofen and Tylenol are different.
Okay.
Yes. Tylenol is acetaminophen.
Yeah, it thins the blood and it operates differently than ibuprofen. And so Tylenol should not be given, in my opinion, as not a medical professional. I stopped giving it when I started researching it. But even though I don't vaccinate my kids, because if they get a fever, and this is, of course, within reason, you have to monitor and know that they're not in a dangerous zone, but to let the fever ride. There's so many studies done that you let mild fevers, you let that fever ride because the body is doing what it's designed to do. And so things like they will tell you, give your child Tylenol, then you go and give them the shots, and they're a little bit irritable. When the Tylenol wears off or they're not sleepy anymore or they seem kind of sick or agitated afterwards, give them Tylenol again. You're doing the exact opposite of what the body is trying to do to mount a defense to that shot that you just gave them.
We probably should think about taking a break here pretty quick.
Okay. A fever is a good thing sometimes because,
well,
like you say, your body.
It's a natural indicator that your body's doing what it's supposed to do.
Be doing it. It's working properly.
And there is a certain bit of arrogance to some of these medical professionals, and I know that from just dealing with my kids and arguing with doctors and nurses about what's going on with my kid that I am with every day and around, and them trying to tell me, oh, no, that's not true. Really, you want to come over to my house and watch and tell me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It just, there's a certain amount of arrogance there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we ready to go to a break, Bob? I guess with that, we'll go to a break, and then we'll come back and go over some more. Please call in with some questions and comments for our guest. Number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. In mind, no time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like stars.
State of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly, today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Searching for that perfect Valentine present for the special person in your life? Diamonds are a girl's best friend. And Tuesday, February 13th, Goldmark Jewelers has a special Levente of New York event presenting thousands of beautiful jewelry items along with Goldmark's incredible selection of gold, diamond, and fine gemstones. Don't miss the one-day-only event for the best selection at the best prices at Goldmark Jewelers, your diamond destination in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
This Valentine's weekend, the Cascade Theater is hosting a Silver Screen Classic Date Night. Bring your sweetheart to this romantic cocktail party starting at 6 with live music and dancing from Al Mirrors and Tyler Mansfield, themed drinks, a jewelry giveaway from Devon's Jewelers, and then the Audrey Hepburn Classic Breakfast at Tiffany's on the Cascade Big Screen at 7:30. Sunday, February 11th at the Cascade. Get tickets and info at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
That's Peter Frampton. Harry's going to be at the Civic Auditorium in April.
Nice.
just saying.
So I had the day wrong. Yesterday was the 10th as well.
That's all right. I still have the tickets.
It was a long day this week. I had a few.
It was a long day this week.
It was.
It's a hard day. It's been a hard day's night.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Getting a little old for 13-hour days.
Yeah,
you know?
I'll tell you what, it was a tough week this week. I'm not even kidding. I mean, the Monday the internet goes out, and the copier, you can't get to it, and I'm hotspotting my phone and putting you know, aluminum foil on my hat and getting up on the roof and trying to figure out which way the direction is so I can get a signal to the internet so that I can actually communicate with my computer. I mean, it's like...
Oh, no!
That was like... Yeah. That was day one.
Well, it makes you realize how dependent we've become, too. It's like,
and it's kind of sad.
How did we ever get to the point that we are when in the internet goes out, the world comes to a screeching halt?
Yeah, we hear a simultaneous cuss word in three separate offices. Damn! Ratsa, fratsa, freaking fucking mega. Sound like Pa Rug in that old cartoon. I read you.
Yeah, Ma.
Anyway.
So,
DDT, and we're not talking about the professional wrestler here. That's how they got on Wikipedia.
I think that was DDP.
No, DDT. Right there.
Yeah, DDT.
Professional wrestling. He's going to get... It's a move.
Yeah, but there was a wrestler, DDT, Diamond Dallas Page. Never mind.
I never.
I used to watch wrestling when I was. Kid.
I never. Maybe back when they had, you know, Bobo Brazil and good grief.
Oh, yeah, like Hulk Hogan. See, for me, it was like Hulk Hogan, Rick
Freddie Gladys, Rick Flair, Gorgeous George.
Yeah, yeah.
This was a long was like, time ago.
There yeah. before my time.
I was like four when I thought it was real.
Yeah. When I was a kid, they used to have the WWF cartoon, you know, with Junkyard Dog and Coco Beware. There's the good wrestlers and the bad wrestlers.
Wow.
No. I mean, there's Hulk Hogan was big there for a while.
No love.
Andre the Giant. And,
no love.
And, they're like, no.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna crawl back in my nerd hole over here and be quiet.
Like, what?
Back then, it was in black and white. We didn't even have color.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? They were black and white.
I used to love the headbutts and where they it looks like they butt heads, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they have to stomp their feet.
You're gonna stomp their feet while you
do it.
Bam.
So we used to do that all the time when we were kids. Stomp our feet and pretend we headbutt you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
I have a segue for you.
Oh, good.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You're talking about wrestling. I'm going to bring up the MMA fighter, Nick Catone.
Doesn't ring any bells.
He speaks out now because his son died last April from back knee injury.
Wow.
That's what comes to mind for me, of course.
Wow. Well, you know, there's also, what's her name? Mark Wahlberg's brother,
Donnie
Wahlberg's wife,
Jenny McCarthy.
McCarthy, yeah, and I guess her son was autistic, and she screamed from the top of the roofs, and nobody listened to her until she finally got mad, I guess, and started doing some kind of activism in order to get it out there. Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the word of the day.
People speak against her all the time, too, and the thing with Nick Catone that's fascinating that he speaks out a lot now is he's sharing a lot of other parents' stories that come to him and say thank you for sharing your story, because it's typically not spoken about, and... I think he's been interviewed a few times, but a lot of mainstream media stays away from that.
Right. Well, there is starting to be a groundswell of alternative media on a lot of things.
Right.
Well,
as we always say on this show, don't take our word for it. Go do your research.
But it's getting where it's touched some part of their life. Right.
They know somebody.
Like we were talking earlier, right off the top of my head, I can name six people here in Reading.
Yeah,
and that's not even researching.
And I live with half of them.
Oh, Jesus!
And two of them are adults. No, I mean,
I know some. I look at some people's kids, and I'm like, Then I look at their parents, and I go, maybe.
Yeah. Well, the catastrophic thing is that people don't think about, and I wouldn't have known about this in this aspect until my involvement in this is just being tapped in and in touch with people who are doing things in this movement. And it comes from a lot of different avenues. So there's a researcher and a scientist. His name is James. And he is doing some work with how this is going to affect the education system.
Right.
So it's a very real question. And parents who think that okay, vaccination is something that they're for and they don't mind it, and they think that maybe your child shouldn't be allowed in public school because they're going to make them susceptible to disease and da-da-da-da. But beyond that, beyond the disease aspect, it's the education.
Well, that argument completely does not hold. It's a stupid argument. Right? It really is because, let's see, if the vaccinations work, then why are you afraid of my children who are non-vaccinated?
Infecting your vaccinated kids.
And why is it always the vaccinated kids that get the disease 9 times out of 10?
Well, when their statistics typically show that something like right now with the flu shot, they're saying that 83% of the people who have this deadly flu have not been vaccinated. But when those statistics are potentially not accurate, I'll say, to be conservative, that... it leads the mainstream media to have this fear-mongering upset for people to where they're just operating completely in fear and then going by authority again.
That's totally what the whole deal is. You hit it right on the head. Is that this is a fear-based situation across the board. They keep everybody in fear of everything under the sun so that you will just comply with everything.
Money.
There's something that has never been explained to my satisfaction from doctors to people either. Is every year during flu season, there's not just one flu. There are literally thousands of strains of influenza.
And how is that
how
even working?
How do they know they got the right one when they're injecting
they
them
don't.
With the flu
well,
shot?
Okay,
yeah,
let's
they don't.
You know, if it was working, we would progressively be seeing less flu, not more.
Well, flu is an RNA mutating disease, virus, I should say. It mutates really quickly. And so they're finding now that this year they know that the vaccine itself has increased the rate of spreading by 6 times.
I think what we should do is just do everybody do more than they need of antibiotics, right? Because that'll work and not keep the viruses from mutating.
Just prophylactically, everybody in the nation take antibiotics, right?
Yeah.
And so let's see everybody stand in line for that. And that actually makes more sense than injecting the inactivated virus into a person, because then it mounts your body to defend whatever you would come in contact with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
However damaging... it is. I'll share a video with you later that you can share with your listeners, because I watched it last night by a doctor talking about the microbiome again. And he did this study where he had everyone send in samples of their specimen. And then they tracked it and they saw, and then they had a child who they tracked that child for 2 years, took a sample from the child's feces for 2 years and saw how it changed. Because when you have a normal, healthy microbiome, you don't have, when a baby is born, let's say, everything is from the mother, the birth canal and the skin. So everything coming out of the baby is birth canal and skin, birth canal and skin. And then as the baby ages, it goes down to fecal matter like a normal adult, right? And so when you see this chart that he did, that there's these little dots that are like over to the upper right-hand side, there's the vaginal canal that is all over the baby and in the baby, and then the skin. And then on the far left-hand side is everything that's in your mouth. And then on the bottom is the fecal whatever, and that's normal. To be healthy in your gut is down here. And the baby goes like this. It starts traveling, goes down towards, like, to have a healthy gut. And then it's given a course of antibiotics, and it shoots back up. So the gut stops functioning the way that it's supposed to. And then it starts, after the course of antibiotics stops, it starts to recover.
Because
and goes,
it kills everything.
And it can function. When, I mean, I feel like we're jumping all over, but that's okay. Before we go on,
we do have a caller on the line.
Sure.
We have Laura in Happy Valley. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. I want to thank your guest. This is really a good topic. My question, okay, when they're counting the vaccines, the MMR, let's say, is that counted as one vaccine or three?
It depends on who you're talking to.
Okay, I know my children are 50 down to 42, and there's so many more vaccines today than what my children were given, which I was lied to and told I had to give them or I couldn't get them into school, which turns out to be a lie. But anyway, so I did wonder how they were counted, and that's interesting. Okay, and When you talk allergies to dairy, I so wish people could remember to say whether it's cow milk or goat milk, that the allergies we're all on goat milk and have been on raw since 1978, raised my kids on it and the whole thing. And I really do believe in the goat milk. One daughter is down below, and she did have good luck with, I believe the brand was Meyenberg. I hope I'm saying that right. Ultra-pasteurized, but she said you had to shake it up because the bottom
has all the bacteria.
Would be too solid. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of one thing I was wanting to put out there. But also, I'm really wondering how much problems in our society are we looking at with soy?
Yeah.
So much soy is in everything.
Depends if it's non-GMO.
And a lot of it has to do not necessarily with the food itself. Like a good example is everybody running around in the world saying, oh, I'm gluten intolerant, right? It's not necessarily true, because if it wasn't for wheat and grains, human society wouldn't be here.
It's the form of
it's
wheat.
It's the glyphosate left over mm-hmm. in the spraying of the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
In the form.
Mm-hmm.
If it's all processed out, then yes, you could have allergies to it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in its pure form, most likely you're not.
We're
like a well-made sourdough.
Yes.
Yeah, we're designed to eat that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I thought that was a new cereal, Captain Glyphosate or something.
Mostly is all of them.
Probably
are.
Is.
Captain Monsanto Crispy Flakes.
With marshmallows.
Go ahead, Laura.
Yeah, my one daughter also, this down below, ran into a lot of health problems, was on heart monitors, all kinds of stuff, comes down to wheat and gluten, in other words. And once she eliminated that from her diet, she was fine.
Yeah.
That was kind of interesting to me. I'm also, it's interesting to me that we, now we're Chickasaw blood, but we have four generations that are all still alive, and it's very interesting to me. All are allergic to cow milk and penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody has ever been able to, you know, doctors that I have asked, why the two? I have no explanation for it, but I thought that was interesting. But again, thank you. Your topic is very interesting. And I will let you guys go, but thank you again.
All right,
thank you
for calling in.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's one of the things when people don't understand the source of their allergies. And sometimes it just is a sensitivity. I think that not everybody's body can digest everything that we think we can eat. And that's another thing, is that animals are vaccinated.
Yeah, they have all mm-hmm. kinds of stuff injected to them.
Animals are given antibiotics.
And then also, you know, I mean, I don't know if it was just me, but when I was like in 7th or 8th grade, the girls weren't nearly as developed as they are now.
Right.
It's
younger and younger.
I mean, you go, holy crap, she's in 6th grade or something.
Well, it's a known fact that there is girls now, even as early as 7 years old, that is starting to have their cycles.
So put the growth hormone,
they're
putting the growth
the
hormone in there. So, yeah, I mean, you can't trust anything. Even if it says organic, it's hard to trust it anymore.
Right. It's better just to know your farmer. Like, so this year we bought our turkey from a local farm for Thanksgiving, and I called and I asked, do you vaccinate your animals?
Right.
Because even organic meat can be vaccinated.
Sure.
Typically, if it's a male, they vaccinate them with tetanus because they're going to castrate them, and before they, you know, do anything like that, they don't want them to get infected. So being on a farm, because that's where tetanus was sourced from and why. But I'm going to follow down my list so that we hit all the things real quick.
Real quick before you do that, when she mentioned soy, I've done a lot of research on soy. Soy is not bad for you if it's non-GMO. And people don't realize that. And it's very hard to get true non-GMO soy in the United States.
Right.
Mm. Anyway.
So with that.
Yeah. So we went from in the 40s, there were two vaccines.
Hold that thought. We got to do one more break before the top of the hour and the show's over. So go ahead.
All right.
You're
listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here. A celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, The Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. A little Neil Young there, but kind of appropriate. just different drugs, I guess. Crazy stuff. So we're back here with Kimberly, and she's got a little bit of a list she wants to get through. I'm not sure what all is left, but we got about 7-8 minutes here, so fire away.
Yeah, I'll just hammer it out at you. So in 1948, there was a Federal Water Pollution Act, and a lot of people, once you start to research, you start to see the alignment of water and sanitation improvement. Before the elimination or before the even start of a vaccine, the sanitation practices increased, and you watched the diseases drop. significantly and sometimes completely. Mm. And so a lot of times when people are talking about the use of vaccines, they don't talk about that. They don't make it an issue. And we are, most of us, American and in America and in sanitary situations. And we don't have to fear these diseases and viruses the way that we are made to fear them. And when we understand what we're up against, we understand we have sanitation. We don't have to fear tetanus because we're not on a farm walking around in animal poop. And
yeah, where'd cholera go?
Well, not all of us are.
Yeah, right. Some of us are. And so even still, oh, man, I have stories galore. A friend of mine actually got randomly bit by a bat in downtown San Diego and had to go through the rabies series of shots. Which
that's
is
not fun. That's like 30 shots to the stomach
in
or
your
something.
Deltoid, yeah, in your gut, yeah. In your muscle, in your in the back of your shoulders. It's terrible. So none of the staff knew how to do it. They didn't even have one. They had to wait 3 hours for it to be brought to that hospital.
Wow. I almost had that done. A mouse got me.
Awful.
When I was a kid.
So in 1950 to 94, there were four vaccines, but that's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 vaccines. But there were 1, 2, 3, 4 shots, like our caller asked before, because DTP is diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis in one. Polio, MMR, as measles, mumps, rubella. There's lots of studies coming out right now. If you start to look into it, the mumps is completely not working. And then HIV.
Why can't we just have like one shot at a time? It's not like in the service where they run us through like cattle and they have those guns on the side and they shoot us in the arm. Bang, bang, bang.
I have the answer. It's compliance. Because the parents don't like their kids screaming and crying and being shot with a needle. So they combine them to make you more comfortable about your child getting vaccinated.
Only one.
Well, when I ran through the shots in the service and got banged in with those guns and stuff, I was still screaming and crying.
Right? They put masks down. I've heard people active service talk about they're getting their shots, and they have masks down because if you faint, they want you to lay down until you can recuperate and then get back in line.
Do you want me to tell you what those mats are for from personal experience? As I come running out of there, they hit me with all the shots, and there's this little Mexican drill sergeant standing there, and he started right away, get down, do push-ups. That's the absolute truth. They made me get down and start doing it. I looked at this little guy, and I thought, well, yeah, I'm not going to do what you say. But as soon as he started yelling, there was like a couple more coming out of me, and that's what those mats are for. They want you to do push-ups to get it so that it's circulating in your bloodstream.
And then you drop, until you can get back in line. So
if you
get more.
If you pass out, I mean, you know, too bad. I mean, that's part of the game.
Right.
Yeah.
And so in 1989, they created what Ronald Reagan signed, that the vaccine manufacturers cannot be sued for liability. And when that went into effect, then it was shortly after in 1995, the schedule jumps from 4 shots, the ones that I mentioned, the DTP, polio, MMR, and HIB, it jumped to 19. So now they have, you know, billions more that they can make. And they put it upon an advisory committee made up of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is the American Academy of Pediatrics, American Academy of Family Physicians, and the Physicians for, those two regulate what is to be acknowledged for vaccine injury or not. And so I did. I'm glad the caller mentioned Learn the Risk. Please do go there and check them out because they're a nonprofit who does a lot of work for informed consent and actually understanding and knowing what the risks are involved in vaccinating.
It just makes me think back to basic training. When everybody got these shots, the whole platoon, the whole company got sick. Uh-huh. I mean, they tell you you don't get sick. I'm telling you, there was guys throwing up everywhere for weeks.
There's stories of soldiers having Gulf War syndrome, like they're going in therapy and they know and they have to have treatment that have never been in active duty.
Yeah. Well, they figure if they don't kill you, then you make it through, I guess, then you're good to go. Afghanistan, wherever you're going to go.
It makes you compliant.
It makes you compliant. And back in there actually is a real thing that makes you compliant because if you don't get the shots, they put you in the, I used to call it the chocolate cookie factory, correctional custody facility. They put you in jail if you don't take the shots.
Right. I see soldiers right now talk about that where they're pregnant and they have to get a flu shot because they're in the military. They don't get a choice.
No, you don't have a choice.
They don't even have a choice for their unborn child because they're in the military.
Yeah.
So And then in 2002...
They become a piece of property.
Well, that's the term GI means government issue.
Right.
Yeah. They own you.
So in 2002, the shots went from 27 to 46 without testing. Without testing in the population to see the clinical trials of how it affects these people, increasing that number. So in 2007, HPV was added. We didn't talk about Gardasil today. I feel like we could do an entire thing about Gardasil.
I would love to have you back and talk about Gardasil.
Because we're almost out of time. Yeah. The music is going to start any
second.
We
want to appreciate thank you for coming in. And please come back.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. So we can discuss some more of this.
Even listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. Remember, keep your heart pure and your thoughts clear. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. If you are born an original, please don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
There you go.
After allegations of spousal abuse. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney says he and the president have not discussed his replacing John Kelly as White House Chief of Staff.
Absolutely not. And I think all the stories about replacing General Kelly are mostly being fed by people who are unhappy that they've lost access to the president under General Kelly.